Yo, Anchor, what is up, guys? You are listening to Hip Hop's favorite podcast. It's the Dyslexic DJ. The name is Rami Akram Ahmed. I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've made a podcast. And I apologize. I haven't been here for you guys. I just kind of got into some kind of way. I wasn't feeling like creating anything. Didn't know where to go with it. But I'm back. I'm back and I'm better. And right now we're going to talk about some people you should be listening to this year. If you're looking for some new people, and maybe you've heard of a couple of them, but these are the artists, 15 artists that I think this coming year are just going to have, I think they're just going to do really well, and that they should be getting a little bit more respect from your iPod, okay? From your Spotify or wherever. Most of these guys got SoundClouds too. So sit back, relax, I'm chilling. Drinking a margarita, we're gonna have a good time, you know? You're gonna get me a little, a little fresh. Some fresh tunes, fresh drink. So here we go. Top 15 artists to look to this coming year. On Hip Hop Saver Podcast, you are listening to the Dyslexic DJ. Also, real quick, I forgot to mention, I'm gonna post a full playlist on Spotify with a bunch of songs from all of these artists that you can go check out. Here on the show today, I'll just kind of play one from each artist that I think is really good. But if you head over to Spotify, Rami Akram Ahmed is RamyAkram-Ahmed. Go follow top 15 artists to watch in 18. There's like 40 songs, something on there. It's good. Solid 2.5 hours worth of music, and I might add a couple more songs on there, okay? So go check that out if you want to hear some more music. So without further ado, here is the first artist on my top 15 artists to watch. So I guess this is in ascending order, number 15. I don't know. I tried to rank them a little bit, but I don't think too much into it. I like all of these artists a lot. Towards the end, though, are definitely artists that are a little more popping. But right now we got David B. out of Seattle. Dude's been holding it down out there, coming out with a lot of great music. You've probably heard his songs, Leaves, a real breakout single, came out with a couple years ago. He's featured on Macklemore's newest album. You'll hear him in Corner Store. He's singing the chorus, and he's also got a verse in there. He's in the video as well. He's getting ready to go on an Australian tour, pretty interesting, I'd say. His newest album, Pearl, you're going to hear a song off of that, is really, really good. I highly recommend you guys checking it out. David B. from Seattle here on the top 15 artists to listen to in 2018. Pink Fleece's David B. here on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast. All right, our next artist is our boy. And, yo, I'm the Dyslexic DJ, so I'm perfectly allowed to mispronounce names. I hope I don't mispronounce your name. I'm not trying to. But, sometimes I do. Jeru, J-E-R-R-E-A-U, Jerua, Jeru, yo, he's dope. If you follow LeBron James on Instagram, you have heard of him. He came out with an album in 2016, so it's been a minute, and I'm gonna play that song just because he hasn't come out with a new album. He's come out with a couple of singles, but he is talented. He's from the Ohio area. He's recently moved out to California to jumpstart his career. Great idea. Although it has been a minute since the whole album came out, Never How You Plan is the name of the album. It was really underrated. The song Really Got It was featured in LeBron James' Instagram, and that song blew up. I'm sure you, if you pay attention to hip hop, I'm sure you heard it. It's got over 20 million plays on Spotify. It's fire. It is fire. But he's good. He's really, really talented, and I'm excited. 2016 is the last time we came out with someone, so he's definitely due, okay? So without further ado, here is Really Got It. Yo, was I right or was I right? Banger. It's no wonder LeBron James was listening to that to get hype for a game. My next artist to listen to this year for you guys is Beam. He's from the Fort Lauderdale area. He doubles as a producer and a rapper, which is kind of the trend of this year, okay? I found out he's a fan of the little Atari space game, where you move side to side and shoot all the aliens. It's the only thing on his website. While I was trying to do research to look him up and find out more about him, the only thing on there is you can play that game on his website and listen to a couple of songs. It's pretty dope. I like it. Very creative. Okay. So without further ado, here is Chat Bout here on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast. Yo, so this next artist is easily the dude I'm most excited about to see what he does this next year and how he does. He's kind of like that, or, you know, you've got that one artist you keep in your back pocket that, like, every so often you tell your friends, like, yo, I'm saying this dude, this next year is going to be wild, all right? Yo, Carlton Carvajal. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing the last name right if it's Portuguese, like I think it is. I don't think he's Portuguese, but that's the pronunciation. Nevertheless, yo, his single Shine off of his album from last year, Becoming Carlton. I mean, the whole album is very, very good, but Shine is so fucking fire. It genuinely blows my mind that he isn't bigger than he is. And he's on that one song a week grind too. He's friends with Russ. Russ has produced a lot of his songs and they've featured on each other's songs, I think, or maybe just Russ on his. I'm not 100% sure, but he's got that Russ mentality that I think Russ has kind of taught him or kind of showed him that, like, yo, this works. Like, it's the slow grind. Just come out with more content, and yeah, it's working for him for sure, I think. So without further ado, here is Shine by Carlton here on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast with the Dyslexic DJ. Wants to watch for next year, y'all. I'm saying, look out for Carlton, man. He's my guy. I'm looking out for that dude. Hopefully we can get him on this show sometime. I'd like that. That'd be dope. Yo, next up, Marcellus Juvan. Yo, this man is dope. He had a really big project come out a couple of years ago, and he got some pretty good traction. 03 Malibu was on there. That song was really good. It was called The Fall, if you're familiar. Definitely kind of got some buzz, but he kind of, I don't know what happened. You know, just next project just didn't come out soon enough or whatever, but he's still really good. Don't take anything away from that. But this song Potluck is dope. He's from the Cleveland area and I think he lives in Houston now or vice versa. He's got a flow that is just something special. I'm not sure what it is, you know? I think his flow is really sick. The production's really good. So without further ado, here's Potluck, Marcellus Juvan on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast. Okay, next up, this dude's big. He's, you know, we're starting to get into some people that are, I don't know, if you pay attention, you'll probably know some of these guys, but I really think this next year they're going to be, starts becoming more household names. 24 hours. I do it just like him, in case you're wondering. I'm just as good of a singer. Maybe I'll drop the podcast shit and start doing that. No, but 24 hours. The man is working. He's on Ty Dolla $ign's new album. He's all over the place. His album Night Shift is crazy. He's part of Private Club, if you know that. You're Made in Tokyo. He's dope. Very, very talented singer. Private Club's got this really cool, unique sound going on over there. Definitely going to be, you're going to start seeing more of those artists become more popular, I think, okay? So here is You Know by 24 Hours on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast. Top artists to watch in this coming year. Up next, yo, my guy, Cousin Stiz. Man, I listened to him a couple years ago. I got turned on to the 500 Horses music video, and that was kind of it for me, man. I knew. I was like, yo, this guy going places. The Boston artist, yo, he's looked towards, grew up listening to people like Tribe Called Quest and the Notorious B.I.G., but then, like, really started rapping when he heard people like Gucci Mane, he says. That Atlanta sound is really what he kind of embodies. And, yeah, it's dope. His new album, One Night Only, is out now. You can go check that out. I would definitely, if you want to hear some older stuff of his, 500 Horses and No Bells are up there with some of my favorite songs of his. But he's got a song out now, Headlock, featuring a member of the Migos, so you know it's fire. So without further ado, here it is. Yo, up next, artist to look for this next year. This guy's been around for a minute, but I think he's kind of starting to come into full shape here. My guy, Loaded Lux. If you haven't heard his freestyle on Hot 97 with Funk Flex, I highly recommend you check that out. He's got an album out right now, Talk Dirty. Okay. He's a little older, 33, been in the game for a while. He started out as a battle rapper. Yo, he's from New York, very classic New York style, and he's dope. ASAP Rocky even mentioned him in a song. If you've heard the Work remix, ASAP Rocky's verse, he's saying, Loaded Lux, putting in work. That's him. Yeah, Talk Dirty's dope. And this song, Ain't Gonna Hold Ya, is dope too, okay? Joey Badass is on there as well. So without further ado, Loaded Lux, everybody. Okay, for this next artist, we're going to go across the pond, mate. We're all the way across the pond to England. Yeah? Yeah? Don't know. I've got a couple English friends. If they hear that, they're going to be really pissed. That didn't sound very good. Jay Prince from East London. Even in the UK, he's gotten starting to get a little more attention. I think he should be bigger over there than he is, definitely, because if I think if America starts to find out about him, he's going to be big enough here, so he's going to be killing it at home for sure. And before anybody freaks out, no, he's not a grime artist. If you don't like grime, you should, because grime is dope. But he's got a unique sound that I'm sure he does some grime or has worked with some grime artists, but I wouldn't call him grime. Definitely a dope sound. Really cool production and use of samples on some of his records. Yeah, but off of his latest album called Late Summer, and he's got another one, Smile Good, is really, I would check that out as well. But yeah, here is When I Die by the guy Jay Prince here on the Dyslexic DJ Hip Hop Saver Podcast Show. Yo, so for this next artist, we are bringing it home, baby. Chicago. What's good? The 312. No, I'm not from there, so don't. I'm not stunting. I don't want to hear anybody talking all that talk. You're not from Chicago. No, you're right. I'm not. From south of Chicago. But, you know, when I'm talking to people outside of Illinois that don't know anything about it, they might as well think I'm from Chicago. Whatever. Anyways, Joey Perp, yo. If you're not from Illinois and you don't know who Joey Perp is, you gotta check him out, okay? His project Eye Drops is sick. It's incredible. Okay? He's worked with Chance before, and they're really good together. It's been a minute since he came out with a project, okay? 2016. So 2018, I got a feeling he's about to drop something that's crazy. Okay? Absolutely crazy. What Joey Perp song are coming up here? Oh, definitely. Morning Sex by Joey Perp here on Hip Hop Saver Podcast. Ones to watch in 2018, yo. Get on it. Okay, so yes, I got another Chicago artist on here. Maybe I'm biased. And if I am, and you don't like me for that, I don't give a fuck, because this artist is dope too, okay? Yo, Saba. People gotta get up on Saba, man. I'm saying. He was featured in Chance's album. You can hear him on Angels. He's singing. Super talented dude. The Bucket List project was insane. He's got No Name and Twista and another artist that I won't mention because he's coming up later in this list. He's from the West Side, Chicago. Very proud of that, okay? This song on here, Stony. Yo. Stony? I'll let you listen to it, get your own opinion. But Saba, from the West Side, okay? Here on Hip Hop's favorite podcast. Okay, we are hitting the top four. And before, I didn't really rank the artists. It was kind of up in the air where I could put some of those guys. I didn't put a whole lot of effort into it because I just don't feel the need to do that. But this now is ranked, okay? Number four on the list. IDK. Stands for Ignorantly Delivering Knowledge. He used to go by JIDK, in case anybody has heard of him. He's dope. He's born in the UK, but he's from the Maryland area, okay? Spent time in jail at a really young age. That's where he learned he could rap, and they started gassing him up there. They were letting him know, like, yo, man, you got bars. You got to do something with this. So, without further ado, this is Pizza Shop off of his newest album, which is his concept album, which I think most of his albums have been concept album, which is really, really dope. I like to see that because they're really putting in some work that way. It's not just a bunch of tracks that they like. Yeah, he's come out with a bunch of projects before, so you can all check them out. Mentally, his music video is sick. That's how I kind of came up on him. I saw that video one day. But yeah. And, oh, and by the video to this, Pizza Shop is nuts. It's like got a whole crazy storyline that goes along with it. So here is IDK, Pizza Shop. Okay. Yo, so these next couple artists and JIDK as well. IDK, sorry. We're starting to really break into this area where some of you might think you're blinded by your own ignorance, and I was as well at first before I put them on this list. Like, well, Rami, these guys have already broke. Well, I mean, they're bigger, but they're not, I don't think they're at the level they should be at. These guys got to be getting some serious respect because these guys are dope. The rest of these artists are really, really nuts. Earth Gang, okay? The rap duo of Johnny Venice and Dr. Dot. Okay, the Atlanta artists are signed to Dreamville. They've released two EPs this year. You got Rags and Robots. I highly recommend you look at those. And their album in 2015, Strays with Rabies, is also fire. Okay, all of these things are definitely worth looking into. They've got this really, really unique sound. I really don't know how to describe it. You got to listen to their, music. It's Southern. Yeah, that's what I love about Southern rap, is it really has its own sound that's almost indescribable at times. So without further ado, here's Meditate by Earth Gang. Okay, number two on the list. And if you were paying attention and you are already woke about these artists, you'll already heard him on the last song. Yo, it's J.I.D., Jid. He goes by both, apparently. I call him J.I.D. He gets the name from his grandma. His grandma used to call him Jittery. Now he's J.I.D. From Atlanta, straight up. Yo, this dude is so talented. And he's friends with Earth Gang. Him and Earth Gang do a lot of work together. They actually met in college while he was playing ball. He then got kicked out. You know, it's cool, though. I've been there. His album, The Never Story, the most underrated album from this year. Easily, hands down, the most underrated album from this year. It's nuts. Go listen to the whole thing. I'm going to play one song, but go listen to the whole album, please. Okay? He also recently had a mixtape resurface, which is super dope. You can find that on SoundCloud. It's called Partu, P-A-R-A-T-U, two words, P-A-R-A space T-U. Pretty dope mixtape. It's from a couple years ago, so, you know, people get better with age. He's also signed to Dreamville. So he's working closely with J. Cole, so that should be interesting, looking forward in the next year. This next song is called Division, and it's featuring Earth Gang, so I did a little flippy-flop there. I did an Earth Gang song featuring him, and now I'm doing a J.I.D. song featuring Earth Gang. But yeah, Division, off of The Never Story, by J.I.D. Okay, I've been keeping you anxiously waiting, through 15 artists. This is number one. Okay, the Big Kahuna, people you got to be listening to this year. Okay, Smino. If you don't know who Smino is, you got to check him out. Okay, his album Black Swan is incredible. And I know a lot of you, like I said, we're blinded by our own ignorance. And I literally didn't even think to put Smino on here because I thought, hey, he's too big. People know who Smino. People don't know who he is yet. I think it's because I'm from the Midwest. He's from St. Louis, so not too far from where I'm from. He came and performed in the town that I live in, here in Champaign, and he's dope. He's sick. I didn't even see him with his full set. He normally has a full live band. I only got to see him with his DJs. He was in the middle of a tour that he got brought on to after he got signed up for this show. It doesn't really matter. His set was dope. I really want to see him with this full band, though, because I think that would be even crazier. I've seen videos that are just, oh, man. His shows are so much energy. His album, Black Swan, and just for the record, it's spelled B-L-K-S-W-N. He kind of does a lot of these cool spellings, which, as a dyslexic DJ, I really appreciate. You know, makes sense. Black Swan. I like it. So, yeah, go look him up. He's crazy good. He's definitely going to be an artist this next year. He's going to absolutely blow up. If you haven't heard of him yet, you're going to hear of him this coming year, okay? Black Swan, Smino, here on Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast. Yo, everybody, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. If you've made it this far into the podcast, you are a real one, okay? I appreciate it so much. Yo, if I drop the ball, if I missed an artist, and you're like, Rami, what the fuck? Yo, this dude definitely, or girl, remember we talked about there needs to be some more females on here, for real. If I'd missed somebody, let me know. Call into the station here on Anchor, if that's where you're listening. You can call in. Let me know. Put me on to some new music, guys. I'll be happy to hear it. Also, yo, if you want a visual, if you're into some visuals, you're more aesthetically pleased by watching something as opposed to listening to something, you can check out my Instagram at, yes, it's misspelled. Misspelled only has one S in it, okay? I'm a dyslexic DJ. I don't spell shit right. It's just how it is, okay? Go check that out. If you're listening on SoundCloud, thank you so much for checking this out. Go ahead and throw me that young like. Throw it in the comments if I fucked up, okay? If I missed somebody. Let me know what I did wrong. You know, I mispronounced some people's names. You can flame me for that. It's cool. I get it. I got tough skin. It's all right. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. It means the world to me. Yeah. So without further ado, you've been listening to Hip Hop's Favorite Podcast with the Dyslexic DJ. Follow me. Yes, it's misspelled. Like the station here on Anchor. Yo, have a great day, everybody. 2018. You know, Kanye's smiling in paparazzi photos. The man just named his new kid Chicago. Yo, it's going to be a great year. Stay positive, guys. Yeah. Have a good one, everybody. We love you. Thank you. More stuff coming soon. Peace.